ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகீ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text Number 37. Anihaha Paritushta Atma Yadrucha உபநதாத் அஹம் நோ சேத் ஷயே பஹு அஹானி மஹா அஹிஹா இவா சத்வவான். அநீஹா பரிதுஷ்டாத்மா யத்ருச்சோ உபநதாத் அஹம் நோ சேத் சயே பஹ்வஹானி மஹாஹிர் இவ சத்வவான். அநீஹா பரிதுஷ்டாத்மா யத்ருச்சோ உபநதாத் அஹம் நோ சேத் சயே பஹ்வஹானி மஹாஹி அஹிர் இவ சத்வவான். அநீஹா பரிதுஷ்டாத்மா யத்ருச்சோ உபநதாத் அஹம் நேச்சயே பஹ்வஹானி மஹாஹிர் இவ சத்வவான். சேண்ட் Anihaha, with no desire to possess more. Paritushta, very satisfied. Atma, self. Yadrucha, in its own way, without endeavor. Upanatat, by things brought in by possession.
पोसेशन
उधर लिखा है क्या एसोसिएशन अहम आई नो नॉट चेत इफ़सो शये आई लाई डाउन बहु मिनी अहानी डेस महा अहिहा हे पैथन इवा लाइक सत्ववान एंड्यूरिंग ट्रांसलेशन परफॉर्म्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद आई डू नॉट एंडेवर टू गेट एनीथिंग बट आई एम सेटिस्फाइड विथ वॉट एवर इज अचीव्ड इन इट्स ओन वे इफ आई डू नॉट गेट एनीथिंग आई एम पेशेंट एंड अनएजिटेटेड लाइक ए पाइथन एंड लाई डाउन इन दिस वे फॉर मेनी डेज बोलो थोड़ा आवाज कम करो अच्छा रहेगा वन शुड लर्न डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम बम्बल बीज फॉर दे कलेक्ट ड्रॉप्स ऑफ हनी हियर एंड देयर एंड कीप इट इन देयर हनी कूम बट देन समवन कम्स एंड बाय फोर्स टेक्स ऑल द मनी हनी अवे लीविंग द बम्बल बीज विथ नथिंग देयरफॉर वन शुड लर्न फ्रॉम द बम्बल बी नॉट टू कीप मोर मनी देन वन नीड्स सिमिलरली वन शुड लर्न from the python to stay in one place for many many days without food and then eat only if something comes in its own way thus the learned brahmanas gave instructions gained from two creatures namely the bumblebee and the python
om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha jay shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
दिस पार्ट्स टाइम इज मेंशन्ड इन 11th कैंड भागवतम आल्सो लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स इट टू उद्धव इन उद्धव गीता 24 गुरुज सो वन ऑफ द गुरुज वॉज दिस पाइथन Right, so one should. It is advised here. One should live like a python. Right, in ISKCON we are completely opposite. Right, brahmacharis, sannyasis, grahasthas, vanaprasthas, outside people, inside people, everybody. We live very luxurious life. Right, with Ertiga car, you know, Note 4 phone, smartphone, bank accounts. And flying in and out, right? Living very comfortably. If you don't get prasad, we will fight. Why only khichdi today? Right? And on Sunday, love feast. If there is no paneer sabji, all the congregation, even on the feast days, if there is no paneer sabji, they will come and fight. मंदिर वाले बहुत कंजूस हो गया राइट इज लाइक दैट एक्चुअली वी डोंट नो हाउ टू लिव लाइक दिस एंड अंडर द प्रेजेंट सर्कमस्टेंसेस इट इज इम्पॉसिबल ऑल्सो राइट हू विल लाई डाउन इफ कृष्णा गिव्स मी प्रसाद आई विल ईट अदरवाइज आई विल एक्चुअली कृष्णा वोंट गिव अस प्रसाद ही विल डाई बिकॉज यू नो दे इट इज ओनली मेंट फॉर एक्चुअली दिस काइंड ऑफ लाइफ is meant for paramahamsas so we should not imitate like there are four kinds of sannyasis you know kutichaka bahudaka right then out of that first say kind of sannyasi kutichaka even if he takes after taking sannyas also he gets food from home because he lives in the village but he gets food from the home because he is not very advanced Right. So, but in case of we have seen Madhavendra Puri, also he lived like a python. He's called Ajagaravritti, Ajagaravritti, like that. Once Akbar and Birbal, they disguised themselves and they went to on a tour of their country. So, they were going around and all, and they were seeing the conditions of the, you know, conditions in the situation in the country. They wanted to study like that. So gumte while wandering and all, it became evening. So they said, let us stay back in this village today because it's difficult to go back to Agra, yeah? Like that. Then they stayed back. So Akbar said, let us go to the village and ask for some food. Then Birbal said, he is a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Then he said, since morning I have not chanted my rounds, I don't want to go anywhere. I will sit here only. If some food comes, I will eat. Otherwise, it's okay. Akbar said, "Arey, khane ke liye to kam ko kam karna padta hai, right? Netam kursa karmasya, karmajayoi akarmana. You know, sharira yatra apichate na prasiddhiye akarmana." Right? Krishna is saying, you must work. Right? You must work. If you don't work, you cannot even maintain the body. Right? Na prasiddhiye akarmana. So Prabhupada says, even in the lion also, the king of the jungle, if he thinks that, oh, I am the king of the jungle, the goats and deer and all, they will come and fall into my mouth and I will eat. It doesn't happen. Even the lion also has to chase his prey. Her prey, like that. So Akbar said, aisa baitne se todi, Hare Krishna bolne se todi, aata hai khana. Right? Akbar said. Birbal said, no, whatever it is, you know, I will chant my rounds. You go. So Akbar said, went and ate, collected some food. Then he ate. Then he thought, bechara Birbal bhuka mar jayega. Right? And then, let me take some food for him also. Then he asked for some ladies, can you give some extra food? I have my friend, I have to take it for him. They gave happily. Right? Akbar came and told Birbal, dekha, aisa baitne se todi, Hare Krishna jap karne se todi, khana aa jata hai. Right? You have to go out and work. And then Birbal said, jahapna, aap kya bol rahe hai? I am simply sitting here and chanting Ram Ram. Jahapna himself, Barsha himself went and brought food for me. Right? Is it not? It's like that only, actually. Dane dane pe likha hota hai khane wale ka naam. Right? We should develop that faith. Slowly, slowly we can develop that faith that actually Krishna is the provider for all of us. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was performing childhood pastimes in Navadvip Mayapur, when Vishwarup took sannyas, Sri Jagannath Mishra, he became very morose. Advaita Acharya, during that time, there are very few devotees. But in the house of Advaita Acharya, at that time, Advaita Acharya was living in Mayapur, not in Shantipur. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, took sannyas, then they shifted to Shantipur. Otherwise, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because when Nimai was born, Sita Thakurani came with all the offerings and all. So that time Prabhupada wrote, it means that they lived in Mayapur only. So, at that time, Vishwarup always used to go and meet in the devotees and all. And suddenly Vishwarup took sannyas and went away. So, Vishwarup is none other than Lord Baladev. He is very dear child, very dear son to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Then what happened? So when he took sannyas suddenly and went away, they became very heartbroken. So meanwhile, Nimai Pandit, he was very naughty in his childhood. And then sometimes when the brahmanas and all, they would take bath in Ganga and doing, you know, Gayatri Japa, standing in the Ganges water. Nimai and his friends will go and pull their legs and they will fall in the Ganga. Or after taking bath, when they would come out, Nimai and his friends, they would wait outside on the bank and they put mud on them again. And again they have to take bath. So like that, there is no end to mischievous activities of Nimai. But when Nimai saw that Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, they became very morose and heartbroken after Vishwarup took sannyas, he became very silent and peaceful. And he was always on the side of his father and mother. Then eventually he joined the school and he started studying. And then he became so scholarly that he would learn anything. Once he would study even only once. And then all the residents of Mayapur, they were so astonished by the scholarship, by the, you know, merit of Nimai, that they all came and started praising in front of Jagannath Mishra, that you are very blessed that you have got such a beautiful son. Once he would learn anything, he would, you know, once somebody teaches him, once he would learn everything immediately. And then he would give such arguments that nobody can defeat. Yeah? Nobody can defeat like that. Then when after Jagannath Mishra heard about this, he felt that even Vishwarupa also, he was well versed in the scriptures. Right? So during those days, studies means Vedic studies only. They used to only study Vedas. All this stupid science and all, you know, they were not studying. Right? So, so Jagannath Mishra felt that Vishwarupa also, he was very well versed in the Vedic literatures and Shastras and all. That is why he became very detached by becoming a devotee of Krishna after studying all these literatures and all. So let my Nimai remain full. I will not send him to the school, because if he also studies all these Vedic literatures and Krishna conscious literatures, you know, they will he will become a devotee and then he will leave us. You know, Nimai now after Vishwarup left, Nimai is our life and soul. If he also leaves, what will happen to our lives? Like that, he thought. Then he called Nimai, said, my dear Nimai, whatever you want, I will supply. From tomorrow, no school. Any other child would have been very happy, you know. Even Prabhupada in his childhood, Abhay, he was very naughty and he would not like to go to school. Then Prabhupada's father, he was very affectionate towards Abhay. Right? Gaur Mohan Day. Prabhupada would, once he was recollecting that one day he was taking massage from Shrutakirti Prabhu, he was telling, in my childhood I was very naughty. Then in Bengal, if somebody is eating puris, that means they are very rich people. Only aristocratic people can eat puris. So Prabhupada is very fond of puris. So Prabhupada would wake up early in midnight, 12 o'clock in the night, and he would cry for, I want to eat puris. You know, Prabhupada's father would wake up Rajini Day and say, you cook puris for Abhay. Rajini Day will say, what is this nonsense? 12 o'clock in the night, he wants to eat puris and you are supporting him? Like that. Prabhupada would tell that my father would never refuse anything. He is too affectionate towards me. Then in the end, he added one sentence. You know? Anybody knows? What did Prabhupada tell? Very good. Prabhupada told, maybe he knew who I was. Maybe he knew. He just said like that. Maybe he knew. Right? So, Prabhupada's father would tell, okay, if he doesn't want to go to school, let him play. But no, Rajini Dev would say, would have nothing to be like that. Then she appointed one servant. Every day they have to carry Abhay, to the school and bring him also. Otherwise, he will not go to the school. And many children are like that. Right? They don't like to go to school. But Nimai is different. He said, no, I want to go to the school. But his father said, no, whatever you want, I will supply. As long as I am alive, you will not have any problem for anything. I will supply. So Nimai, by following the order of his father, he agreed. And then he stopped going to the school. And then his mother, she was very worried. Sachi Mata. Then one day she went to Jagannath Mishra and asked him, why did you stop Nimai from going to the school? You want him to remain as a fool? If he remains a fool, who will give him, how will he maintain himself? Right? Who will give him his daughter to Nimai for marriage? Right? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he was young, he was studying in Sanskrit college. A very famous college. And he's a very famous scholar. There is one Bandopadhyay or somebody. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote a book, Surya Siddhanta. And expert astrologer, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So, he had written something, because by that time Copernicus and all, they came and they have concocted some theories and all. So it is completely opposite to Vedic astronomy, Vedic astrology. And this scholar from Benares, he came and he wrote a book, which is completely opposite to Vedic astronomy. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, defeated him. And in the college, it was a big, success. And in many of them, who were followers of that guy, they had an argument with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And the principal of the college also, he was a supporter. He was a supporter. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur defeated everybody. Very badly. Very badly. And, some scholars were there. On January 2nd, 1901, I think, or 2, there was a huge sabha, and there was an argument took place between Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and one of these very great scholars, And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta defeated him so badly in front of everybody, that fellow, that big scholar, passed urine and stool in his dhoti. Like that. So like that he was becoming very famous. Then the principal rusticated him from college. Because that time, a student defeating a principal, unheard of. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was fearless. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was very happy that he was rusticated and he did not get the degree. Because then he wrote that, it is my good fortune that I did not get a degree. If I had gotten a degree from that famous Sanskrit college, and so many people would have offered me job and scholarship and all, and so many rich people with their daughters would come knock at my door, please marry my daughter. Now I'm a fool. If I don't have a degree and my reputation is bad, then nobody will give me their daughter. I'm saved. Like that,
Sachi Mata was arguing with Jagannath Mishra that who will give their daughter to Nimai if he remains a fool, uneducated? How will he maintain himself?
Then Jagannath Mishra said, "You are a foolish daughter of a Brahmana. You don't understand that who is maintaining this world?
Jagat poshana kare jagater natha panditya poshaye keva kahila tomata.
The Supreme Lord maintains the entire universe. Who told you that good education can maintain you?
Nowadays they spend so much money, I always say they spend 20 lakhs, 25 lakhs to study MBA, to become a slave. They work from 6 o'clock to night 12 o'clock. They are slaves, paid slaves. I call them modern slaves. They have no freedom. They have to work hard. Now, after spending 25 lakh rupees, you become a slave.
What is the use? So, Jagannath Mishra is saying that Krishna is the maintainer of everybody. Why are you worried? Who told you that good education helps, maintain somebody? Whether one is a fool or a scholar, they will marry wherever and whomever Krishna has sanctioned for them. He told one more thing that, sometimes even Srila Prabhupada told that in Allahabad, he knew one PhD in chemistry. He would go on a cycle and sell soap. He used to make some soap. Sabun. Go on a cycle. And then Prabhupada said, he knew one person who is completely Anguta Chap. Anguta Chap? So he would come in Plymouth car. Whatever previously they used to have in British time. Plymouth car. Long car. He would come in that car. And then he would get down and go to the bank. So he doesn't know how to write and read. So he would ask a fellow customer to fill the form to withdraw cash or write the check. And then he would put thumb impression. So Prabhupada said, who told if you study PhD, you can become rich, and if you are unpaid, you cannot become rich. Prabhupada told, destiny, whatever is Krishna has sanctioned for you, you will get it. Whether you are a PhD or even if you are a Tambu, Anguta Chap. There are so many Anguta Chaps in Mumbai, Karodpatis. So when you go to make life number, Swamiji, form fill up kar dena. Then you will say, write down the check. Check bhi hum bhi likh dete. मैं बोलता हूँ साइन भी कर दूँ. बोलते नहीं सॉरी आपका नहीं साइन नहीं चलेगा. देन दे हैव अ साइन लाइक दिस दे हैव समथिंग. मैं बोले क्या साइन है? ऐसे ही स्वामी जी क्या करें हम ये है राइट लाइक दैट.
बहुत गर्मी हो गया.
You are translating that also or what?
Kulavidya adi upalakshana sakala sabare poshaye Krishna Krishna sarvabala.
Education, birth and other qualities are only superficial. Krishna alone is the maintainer and strength of all. Remember this verse, that the verse I am quoting, very important verse. Anayesena maranam, vina dainena jivanam, anaradita govinda, charanasya katam bhavet. Right? Another verse also is there. Sukanidra anayasa maranam vina dainyena jivanam. You know? Like that is also there. So Sri Jagannath Mishra, he is saying that anayasena maranam vina dainyena jivanam. Anayasena maranam means Srila Prabhupada told that whatever happens, when he was sick in London, they took him to London. Abhiram Prabhu was serving Srila Prabhupada at that time. And then very complicated surgery needed to be taken. And then Prabhupada was not agreeing. And then somehow they all convinced Prabhupada. You know? But then Prabhupada pulled Abhiram, you know, when he was serving him, said, listen, I will tell you one thing, remember. Yes, Prabhupada. Said, whatever may happen, even, you know, don't take me to hospital when I am about to die and put all those tubes in my nose and all. Because it is very, very important how an acharya leaves his body. You know, how an acharya leaves his body. They will comment about it. So whatever it is, don't take me to hospital in the end of my life. You know, let me die, so peacefully. So, sometimes there are many devotees, sometimes there are many people, they have to go through, you know, lot of suffering. You know, like Sitaji also was telling to Ravanasura, that anybody can live somehow or other. But how will you die? Very, very difficult to die. There are people in coma 10 years, 15 years. There is one lady who was raped in KM hospital. She was in coma for 30 years or 40 years. Or on the bed, you know, people are lying. One of my devotees' uncle, for last 17 years, you know, for last 17 years, suffering from Alzheimer's and Parkinson, lying on the bed, depending on others. You know, so people, very difficult to die in this world. You know, that is why anayeshana maranam, very, very difficult. You know, somebody is there and then he dies in sleep or without much, you know, going to hospital or medication. You know, like that, somebody dying like that, very, very fortunate. You know, but it's not in our hands. Of course, it's in our hands. If you get the mercy of, Jagannath Mishra is saying, if you get the mercy of Lord Govinda, then only you will get anayeshana maranam. Then vina dainyena jivanam. Vina dainyena jivanam means living life without having to extend your hand in front of others. You know, in front of others. So, he's saying that anaradita govinda charanasya katam bhavet. If somebody has not worshipped Krishna, you know, how it is possible for him to live in comfort and die in peace? Right? Like that. Once distress can never be mitigated without the mercy of Krishna, even if one is endowed with high education, good birth, and great wealth. Right? So, it is not that if somebody is highly educated, you know, somebody may have all the food at home, but he may be suffering from disease. Right? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta writes in the purport. No guarantee. And sometimes, one may fight with one's wife, and, you know, he will say, I will not eat. Like that. So, that is why Sri Jagannath Mishra said, but actually, Nimai Pandit said, okay. Like that. But one day, Nimai Pandit sat on a soiled pot. Right? Then Mother Sachi, they went and all the boys, they complained to Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi chastised him, said that you don't know what is good and what is clean and what is unclean. That is unclean. You know, that is unclean. Nimai Pandit said, if you don't send me to the school, if I remain a fool, then how will I know what is good and what is bad? What is clean and what is unclean? But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that he sat on the pot and then he assumed the form of Dattatreya. Now he is the same person, Dattatreya, he is speaking. You know, Paramhamsa, Dattatreya. He is saying that whatever, wherever I touch, wherever I go, it is becomes pure. How you are saying, wherever I sit, that place becomes pure. So Madhura Saji was not understanding. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada also writes that, you know, he is indirectly mentioning, you know, pointing out that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, wherever he goes, wherever he touches, that becomes pure. So there is nothing impure. So he told to his mother that actually, why are you saying that these parts are impure? Because anything that is connected to Vishnu, that is pure. So these parts which are cooked, used for cooking for Lord Vishnu, they are pure. Why are you saying that? Then Mother Sachi did not hear, no, come. Then both of them went and took bath in Ganges. And then everybody came and explained to her that your son, you are so fortunate that you got a son like Nimai who wants to study. Usually children, they don't want to study. Why are you, you know, stopping him from going to school? Let him study. Then Jagannath Mishra also was convinced. Said, okay, whatever you people are saying, it is for the welfare. I consider it for my son and myself. So then again he started going to the school. Like that. So the gist of this pastime is that Jagannath Mishra is saying that, and it is true also, there are many graduates, postgraduates, PhDs. There was some sweeper job in UP. PhDs and MBAs they applied in UP government. You know that? Around 6 months back, there was an ad for sweepers, spoons, you know. Then all the MBAs, PhDs, they all applied for the job. Like that. So because they don't have a job. Right? Like that. It all depends, you know. So it is very important. What is that verse? Prayateta Kovida. What is that? First line? Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovida. You know? Na labhyate yad brahmatam upari adaha. Tal labhyate dukkavat anyata sukham. Kalena sarvatra gabira ramhasa. So Narad Muni is saying that tasyaiva heto prayateta kovida. Kovida means very intelligent people. You know, intelligent people, they will not endeavor for something which is not, you know, available. Even when you go, which is available, something they will not, they will endeavor for something which is not available even up to Brahma Loka or Patal Loka. You know, that is Krishna consciousness. Because without, you know, trying, we get happiness and then we get distress. You know, nobody, Kalena Sarvatra Gabhira Ramsa, by the influence of time, you know, by the influence of time, we get, nobody goes to the hospital and asks, you know, says, I didn't get dengue, everybody is getting dengue fever, I didn't get, please put some virus. Right? But people are getting dengue. Right? We don't ask for trouble. Nobody like Queen Kunti. Who was praying? Anybody praying? That please, my dear Krishna, please give me more troubles. That we always praying that, you know, don't give me any trouble. But still troubles come. In the same way, just like troubles are coming without asking, in the happiness also will come by our own, because of our own past activities. No, Prabhupada writes in the purport that miseries and mixed happiness. Very interesting word. In this world, we get only mixed happiness. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in 11th Canto Bhagavatam in the purport that just like python, You know, python doesn't endeavor for sense gratification. He's just lying down. He doesn't bother which food, which kind of food is getting, not getting, ample food or meager food, khichdi or whatever he is getting. If he is not getting, he just waits. So, Krishna says that if somebody, if you are not getting food, that means Krishna's is arrangement for you that you don't get food today. Then you should wait for Krishna to supply. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta writes in the purport that actually one should be like a python. You know, and then we should not be attached to sense gratification, looking for sense gratification. One should not be, you know, in this world, everybody is worshipper of genitals and stomach. You know? So, don't waste your time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta writes in the purport. Like that, so Srila Prabhupada also writes that mixed happiness and miseries. Miseries are very pure, but happiness is only mixed in this world. Right? So, we think that, if I can have this, I'll be happy. If I can have this, I'll be happy. But actually, one devotee was saying, like in the case of, in just like in the case of Chitraketu, happiness in this world is just like sweet rice mixed with sand. You like sweet rice, but when you, if there it is, you know, some stones are there, some sand is there, you know, if you put it in the mouth, you know, like that, you know, like that. Once one person went to dentist, uska teen daant toot gaya tha. Dentist pucha kya ho gaya? Bolta hai, mera patni ne roti banai, bahut kadak banai. Right? Phir doctor bola, khane se mana karna chahiye tha na? Unhone bola, wohi kiya tha maine. So, you get only mixed happiness, right? Grihastha life means mixed happiness. Only suffering, more suffering than enjoyment, right? So, we should follow certain principles. We cannot be like a python, but at least we should have some faith that Krishna will supply us food, right? And then maybe we can share some experiences. I will share my experience. You can also tell. In 1996, I went to Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. At that time, Navakalevara happened. Navakalevara. And double the people they come at that time. So at that time, I was having some health issues. And the doctor told me, don't eat any outside food. Especially you are going to such a place, Jagannath Puri. You will, you know, plates will be contaminated, food will be contaminated, oil, because so they have to serve to so many people. They don't wash plates and all. So don't eat outside food. Like that. So, I went to our temple. It's a small temple. I stayed there. But they said no prasad for everybody because you know, we can't supply to. So I came back from Rath Yatra. I asked the devotee, any prasad is there? He said, no, we don't have any prasad. Some devotees we cooked for them and like that. I said, okay, let it be. I will fast today. So I went on the stairs. I chanted, looking at the flag of Lord Jagannath. I finished my rounds. I was thinking like that. Then when I came down, the devotee came and told me, Prabhuji, there is little prasad for you, you can eat. So Lord Jagannath, you know, if you go to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra, he will arrange. You know, he will arrange like that. So, so many times it happens that, you know, suddenly you are, you know, deprived of prasad or something, you are worried. Then, you know, You get prasad by the arrangement of Krishna. Right? So that is why we should have faith in Krishna, because we are devotees of the Lord. That whatever is required for us, Krishna will supply. Yeah, Krishna will supply. Prabhupada told that in ISKCON, the kitchen should always burn. The fire should always burn. Whoever would come, they would be given prasad. Right? Now our mentality has changed because of lack of faith in Krishna. We don't like to give. We want to sell prasad. But during Prabhupada's time, like sometime back, 10 years back, I used to do Friday program in Prabhupada quarters. So there are very famous people are there in Riya Park, Tapuris. Right? So they would come at 8:30 and they will take a coupon, they will take prasad. And there is a protest. Are all these Tapuris, they come and take prasad. So I used to argue that if Prabhupada thought like that, you know, I will not give prasad to the Tapuris, they would not have any ISKCON only. Right? In the beginning, they are all drug addicts, Tapuris only, no? Right? So Prabhupada told, within 20 miles, nobody should go hungry. So all these Tapuris, they are not living in the 20 miles. They should go hungry. Right? Prabhupada told, if you are not giving prasad, because in a temple, his kitchen is called Radharani's kitchen. If you deprive people of giving prasad, you know, then you don't have faith in Radharani. Now in some temples, they stop Sunday love feast, saying that we don't have money. Now they are charging for the feast. So they take money. I heard in Mayapur, they charge for the feast. So they are losing. We are losing faith in Krishna. That Krishna, but Radharaswari temple, we have enough prasad and we distribute. Nobody goes hungry in Radharaswari temple. Enough prasad. Right? Prabhupada told, no Mangalarti, no prasad. This principle cannot be implemented in Radharaswari temple. But you go to any other temple, you now vajay, if you don't go, finished, prasad is finished, then you don't get any prasad. Some temples, you just go hungry. Like that. So, it's very important to keep faith. So, Radharani is supplying. So, we don't have to worry. Everything will be supplied by Krishna. So, we should have faith that, so even if you don't, cannot live like Python, but we should have some contentment in our hearts. You know, we should not hanker too much for sense gratification. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, we should not make too much endeavor for sense gratification. Just like Python, whatever you get, you get. So whatever is due to you, you will get. Whatever is due to you, you will get wherever you are. Wherever you are. But if you are completely devoted to the Lord, completely devoted to the Lord, then Krishna will delay. There is one king, who is building a Guruvayur temple. Guruvayur temple. The astrologers told that a snake will bite you and die. But he didn't care. But he was so busy, that building the temple, Krishna delayed his karma, karmic reaction. So that snake did not come and bite him, as predicted. Once the temple is finished, constructed, then the snake came and bit him and he died. So destiny, like there is one devotee in Madhava Sampradaya, they don't give sannyas so easily. They only brahmanas, born in Brahmin families and all. One devotee, he was given sannyas. Before giving sannyas, they check their horoscope, kundali. Horoscope, there's a weather. Any vivaha yoga is there. Vivaha Yoga is there. Otherwise, you know, if it is there, then it is difficult. Like that. So they took that kundali, that devotee's kundali. At the age of 24, he was to be given sannyas. And that astrologer predicted, at the age of 48, you will get married. His guru thought, at the age of 48, 24 years are there, let me give him sannyas. By the time, he will perform pure devotion service, and then this karma will be washed away. Karma will be washed away. And it was going on. And then he took sannyas, and he was a very great singer and all. He used to give very good lectures and all. At the age of 48, he got married. Madhava very famous bhakti Vidyapurna. He sang Brahma Samhita also for us. He is very friendly to ISKCON. He would go to ISKCON Bangalore very regularly and all that. So whatever is destined, we will get unless if you perform pure devotional service, then Krishna may wash away the karma. Otherwise, we should not worry too much what we will get, what we will not get. So we should simply concentrate on performing devotional service. Then whatever is due to us, we will get. We will not be deprived of anything that is due to us. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Lord Dattatreya is a combination.
Kya kya?
Lord Dattatreya is a combination of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. So how come Lord Vishnu combined with two demigods? He should be above them and independent of them.
These potencies are... It's called Shatyavesh Avatar, Potency is there. Vishnu's potency, Brahma's potency, and Lord Shiva's potency. Anything else? Prabhu, you want to say something? Huh? Inauspicious. He will become an animal.
Body,
yeah. But punishment is there, no? Prabhupada said somebody is going into coma means he is too attached to the body. He doesn't want to leave the body. That's why a person goes into coma. So it's not a good death.
Anayasa Maranam, this verse is from
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Prabhuji, you referred about Sita to Ravan also. Sita was mentioning to Ravan.
Ramayana, yeah.
Verse,
I don't know, but I heard. It is from Valmiki Ramayana. Okay. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare.